To WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Jenna Herzog.
I'm Jackie.
And this is Cafe Con Latkes. Oh, okay.
It's been a minute since we've been here.
It has. And we still haven't gotten the hang of it yet. It's only our second show. Yeah. Maybe third time is the charm.
I think we should cut ourselves some slack. It's been a little
I know. We're a little technologically challenged.
Oh, we're just rusty because we weren't here last week because of fall break.
Exactly.
But we're excited to be back. We've got some new stuff for you guys.
Yes, yes. And apologies for being late, but we're so excited. We needed this to happen. This is a really good part of the week.
It really is.
I'm excited. So if we're getting ready to get started, we're going to start off a song with some really good vibes, and everyone can tune in, and then we'll come back in a few. So, our next song is honoring a very amazing artist, I have to say.
I am such a big fan of her. I feel we should just say who it is.
Yeah. Well, the next song is by Adele.
Of course. Now, we try to keep the show a little bit more upbeat, a little lighthearted. And her new song, which, you know, I've taken the time to listen to a couple hundred times at this point.
Yeah.
You know, makes me feel some type of way that is not lighthearted and upbeat.
Exactly. We don't want to be crying on the air, make our listeners crying listening to it. That's fine. We'll avoid that. It's a fantastic song,
yes,
though.
Could Easy not on recommend me. It enough.
When you told me that it's like her album is going to be her telling her child about the divorce, that just gave me chills. That's like just beautiful.
The song is to be a wreck.
Oh my gosh.
Listening to it.
I'm so excited. Just that single that was released was enough to wreck me. I'm just so excited.
I was already crying, and November is just going to be a sad month.
Yeah.
Because you have Taylor Swift re-releasing Red the week before, which is already going to be a lot
before.
For me.
Oh my gosh.
Because she used to have it to come out on the 19th, but now Adele's album's coming out on the 19th, so Taylor moved hers up a week earlier to the 12th.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So it's just going to be two back-to-back weeks of sadness.
Gotcha.
But that's okay.
Adele has just always been so meaningful. I feel like she's just always been fantastic.
I also feel like she's just someone that everyone likes.
Yes, and grew up, at least for us, grew up listening to.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has anything bad to say about
exactly.
Adele.
She's unproblematic.
She's unproblematic. She comes back like every couple years with something new, and then we're all obsessed with it.
Exactly. And I'm so excited for this. Go listen to Easy on Me, but for now, we'll play Semi Love to Your New Lover. Here we go.
Told me you were ready for the big one. Thank you.
So, like we said before, we were on a week hiatus because of fall break.
Yeah.
Which was sad for the show, but actually, we had pretty eventful fall breaks, I'd say.
Yeah, because we both went away.
Exactly. Where did you go?
I went to Dallas.
As if I don't already know.
I've been talking about this entire thing. No, so I went to Dallas to go visit my friend who goes to SMU for a weekend, and you did the same.
Exactly. I went to Wisconsin to visit my friend who goes to University of Wisconsin-Madison, and my other friend was there, too. It was really fun.
It's just such a different experience.
Exactly. I'm glad we had the experiences, because it's really interesting to see how our friends who aren't our college friends work in their own college environment.
Yeah, just like, what are their day-to-day?
Exactly. Because granted, we weren't work-free over fall break, so
we got to
go to buildings and, like, study with our friends. So it was, like, very interesting seeing what, like, life could be like at a huge school like that.
Yeah, it's a very different thing from our kind of tiny little Lafayette Easton bubble.
Yup.
Versus, for me, kind of like going into Dallas and going out to different places.
Exactly.
And, like, whatever. And it was all really fun, but kind of made me realize I could not do that.
Exactly.
On, like, a regular basis. It's fun for a weekend.
Yes, maybe, like, a week just to see, but knowing that we're coming back to, like, the homey, like, what we know and love here is nice.
Definitely.
So it was eventful, for sure. And I think it's good to be back, though.
Absolutely. Because it also brings us back to the show.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
what really matters.
And now we're here consistently for a little while, which is nice.
Yeah, I think we're on a good, like,
solid time. But, yeah, I'm glad we got those experiences, because it's super different.
Yeah.
I can't even describe it.
And it's also just nice to be able to see our friends.
Oh, that was nice, too.
Home.
I know.
Or our home friends.
Yeah.
You know? I will say that kind of not being able to go home for break and getting some rest was a downside.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Because it was just, like, constantly, like, moving, doing activities, going out, or then just studying immediately afterwards.
I do need a day where I could just sleep for, like, a full 24 hours.
Oh, agreed.
So we'll get it soon.
Well, hopefully. Midterms are about to be coming to an end, and let's just pray
definitely almost over.
Maybe. Kind of. Not yet.
It's okay. But we're getting through. We have focusing on the good things and have all our good memories from those times.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now we'll continue with our more good vibes and Cafe Con Lacas. Here we go. For winter, even though it was the middle of June.
properly starting the song.
You could literally use that as the intro.
There's a price to pay, and they know.
and we, you all really can't escape our Harry Styles obsession.
It's been a few weeks now. I'm still not over it, actually. So,
oh, not at all.
We had to bring him back.
We had to put in one more song, which will be coming up, but he needs to be talked about again.
Because he's still in New York. He bounced around a little bit, but then he's been back at MSG for like a couple nights.
I'm so jealous.
Some of my friends have already like went to the show to watch it again. Like my friend Jackie, who goes to Fordham, literally went.
Really?
She went on the 15th and then is going again for Halloween because he's doing two nights at MSG.
For Harryween?
For Harryween.
For Harryween.
And like, she's making the costume.
That's amazing. I want to see what he's going to dress up as.
That,
I mean, he doesn't even have to dress up as anything.
He could just show up and everyone
in,
would be
in absolutely anything.
Thrilled.
But, oh my gosh, I can't imagine. That would be a really, really fun show.
Because imagine just like being there on Halloween. Like that.
Yeah,
is such
that
a
is
fun
really, really fun.
Night, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as for us.
Like, I know. What are we going to be doing on Halloween?
I mean,
we'll see what there is.
We'll see what the options are out there. I know that we still want to do like a little haunted house or hayride at some point.
I love Halloween themed things and Halloween time. And I never realized this when I was younger, but I love the vibes.
Fall is my favorite season. I've been advocating for fall for weeks now. You have all heard me go on and on about it.
I know.
I get to wear my nice like sweater, then my fall outfits, and you get to go. It's just the
see, I like
cozy.
I understand, and I like the fall vibes. I just, the cold today is getting to me.
But you get to wear, like, the cute layers and the sweater.
Maybe
I know you're giving
me
that face.
It's just coming out of the summer, you know, that, and coming out of, like, literally 2 days ago, it was so hot out.
I was wearing, like, shorts and a tank
top
2 days
exactly.
ago. And now here I am.
I know. I don't know how to feel. But I'm very excited for all the Halloween and fall themed things, because that's always good, a good time.
Exactly.
I know. I wish we got to go to Fright Fest.
That would have been
because that just combines
so
Halloween
fun.
And roller coasters, and that would have been amazing.
Some of your favorite things.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll get our fair share of fall things here, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. We'll make our way. We have limited time, but we'll make some time to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And of course, one of the last songs have to be Only Angel, Harry Styles.
We'll be right back.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for now.
But we will be back next week.
Of course. And it's been fun, as always. Thank you to all our listeners.
Yes.
And thank you. It's always so much fun.
It's such a pleasure.
This is so very much look forward to this. It's like our little time to like relax and cool off. Listen to some good music. We were hyping up our own playlist before.
Like, did we just make it again?
So good. The vibes are just so good. So yeah, sorry to everyone, but you'll have to wait for more until next week.
But at least we'll be back next week.
We will. Exactly.
We will now be on a consistent schedule.
You should be excited. So thank you for listening.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.